Welcome to the Christ Life Ministries podcast. We hope you enjoy this message by Pastor Olubi Johnson. For more information about this podcast and our other resources, please visit spcconline.org. God bless you.
I like what my wife, I was teaching on Wednesday, and she brought out the scripture from the New King James. She said, every part does its share. Everybody say it out loud. Look to your neighbor. Say, I'm going to do my share by the grace and the mercy of God, and you will do your share. You see, that's the problem. Some people want Mommy Sarah to do their share. You won't kill my wife in Jesus' name. I'm being honest. Carrying load that we should not be carrying. Because some other person is not doing their share. If you're doing your share, if I'm doing my share, if you're doing your share, Brother Ndubisi is doing his share, Brother Ileka is doing his share, Brother Adeshola is doing his share, all of us, Lord is doing our share, all of us are doing our share. Your share will not be as much as my own, because maybe you're not as developed as I am, but that doesn't matter. If it is 5 of you that can put 100 to flight, do it. If it is 100 of you that can do 10,000, do it. But do your share. Do your share. When you do your share, you know what the Holy Ghost does? He now gathers all those different shares together. And then he channels it through the spirit of a just man made perfect. And that, in this context now, is Paul. Say, and my spirit, singular. But then he gathers the people, them, plural. Now, follow me to the book of Revelation. We've got two scriptures as I begin to close. This is not a scripture. This is not the message I'm going to rush. Because we're going to a fast. And I'm believing God that as we go in this fast and pray, we will download this glory. And that's why we need to have this understanding. We're just going to look two scriptures as I begin to close. You know, Revelation chapter, let's look at chapter 5, verse 8. You know, some scriptures in the Bible, just read them and you wonder, what is this thing really saying? And when he had taken the book, I didn't hear you. The four beasts and the 20 elders fell down before the Lamb. Every one of them, every one of who? Turn to your neighbor, say, every one of who? The elders, thank you. Or, I'll say it another way, the spirits of just men made perfect. Those are the elders. The Pauls, say, my spirit. Look at what it says. Each of them had harps. These elders are experts in worship. They worship God. Harp is just a musical instrument. It's for worship. And also experts in prayer. And golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. If you look at some of the modern translations, it says, having golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints, the New King James Version. The New International Version says, holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of God's people. That's how, you know what? Watch this. Cowardy. Those prayers that the Holy Ghost gathers, he goes to put them inside a bowl that the elder is handling. So the elder spirit and the synergized koshelemen gardafras, prayers of the saints are now combined together using that bowl. And then the elder now begins to pray in tongues. You know what he's going to do now? He's going to transfer some of that incense to the angels of God at the throne. Revelation chapter 8, verse 5. Look at verse 3 to start with. Verse 3. And another angel came and stood at the altar. The altar represents a place of prayer. Observe, all this is in the spirit. It's not flesh. It's in the spirit. No wonder, you know, so scriptures start begin to make sense. Though, Pastor Kwega, mommy, though I speak in tongues of men and of angels. So when the elder, the spirit of judgment, when he begins to speak in tongues, he begins to speak in an angelic language, and he now begins to take the amplified synergized prayer, and then he begins to pass it to angels at the altar of God. Watch what these angels at the altar of God are doing. He said, and there was given unto him much incense. Where did he get it from? The elders. Who gave the angel much incense? We've already been told in chapter 5. They put the bowls, they put the prayers of the saints inside the bowl with the spirit of the elder. Then they amplify it and then send it to the angels. And what do the angels do? They offer it up with the prayers of all saints. Observe, in chapter 5 is the prayers of saints. Here is the prayer of all saints. You know what God is doing? Prayers that God has answered by his sovereignty down through the ages. But their record is in heaven because the price for the power of praying have not yet been paid. So they keep it at the altar. So when the angel now offers it up with these prayers on the throne, with the amplified power that has come from the elders and from the same praying saints on the earth, when you combine it together, they now put it back into the earth. Look at verse 5. And the angel took the censer, and the smoke of the incense, you know, with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and filled it with the fire of the altar and cast it where? Into the earth. You know why? The heavens are the heavens, but the earth has he given to the sons of men. It now makes sense. Dr. Williams, I used to wonder about this scripture. It's in Ephesians 6. We read it every day. Praying always with all prayer and supplication for what? All saints. That's it right there. See, when we're praying in the spirit, we don't know what's going on. The Holy Ghost is gathering our prayers. Each part, the person playing his part. Gather. Then he looks for a spirit of a just man that is made perfect, that is has some degree of maturity and perfection. Then he puts it into his bowl, takes his spirit, combines it together, takes it to the angels at the altar. Look for the prayer debts that have not yet been paid, and put them in the earth and pay it. That's why we're going to pay off everything before the rapture. Give the Lord a clap offering, somebody. Do you see? I'm closing now. The vital, strategic importance of praying in the spirit. All this can be done in the flesh. Do you know any angelic language? You can't do it in the flesh. You can't gather in the flesh. He said, when you are gathered together and my spirit with the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, that's what's going on behind the scenes. And when you and I begin to play, everybody begins to play their part properly. Each member playing its part, playing its own share. What's going to happen is that with the synergy that the Holy Spirit creates, power will be generated. Prayer debts will be paid off. Power will be generated. Put it into the earth. It will bring the latter and the former rain into the earth. Stand to your feet. This is what's going on. As we go into this fast, I want you to say, God, help me to play my part. Don't just go there and sleep. You know, if you're tired, yeah, but you know, at least play your part. While you're awake, make sure you're praying effectually and you're praying fervently. So the Holy Ghost has something to gather from you. Then he gathers from Pastor Andrew, and he gathers from Pastor Dewey, and he gathers from Professor Olokbadi, he gathers from Brother Clement, he gathers from all of us. Everybody's playing their part. Then there's a synergy in the spirit. with the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. And most important, all everything is important, I've said, but this is it, in the name. That's why you can't come and be in strife, law, you know, rebellion, and all. That's not in the name of Jesus. And you know what? There's one guy who knows who is in the name and who is not in the name. His name is the devil. So, if a guy is trying to do that, that's the objection, sir. That one is not praying the name. So, his prayer cannot be gathered. He's very quiet. I thought everybody would say amen. Ah! Biko, you can't say amen. That's why you want to walk in love. Love, I have love, more love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness. Watch, you see, all those prayers, I want you again to go and review those books, Keeping Yourself in Love of God. Don't read it like, you know, just like a storybook. Take your Bible out. Everywhere I put a scripture, open your Bible and find out, why did Pastor Olubi put this? I choose to fear God. So I humble myself and I submit myself to the will of God, even when I don't feel like it, especially in prayer. It's not there for decoration. I have more love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, self-control, and patience. As I pray now, it's there. And then in every circumstance, situation, in the next 24 hours. Why? It's because the Holy Spirit wants to align us into the name so that our prayers will avail much. So the prayer will be effective. It will be sufficient. It will bring the power down. You know, I used to wonder, I said, look out. There are millions, darling, I'm going to close. There are millions of born-again Christians on the earth. Millions. I don't know if we're up to a billion, but at least I knew we are millions. Nigeria alone probably boast of, you know, 20, 30 million. I'm talking about born-again, spirit-filled, who pray in tongues. America too has. England has. If you put all of us together, Brazil and some of the other countries, they all have. You know, maybe we'll be 500 million, maybe 700 million, something like that. I'm not sure if we're up to a billion. I'm talking about not born again. Born again is over 1 billion, you know, maybe 2. But I'm talking about born again, spirit filled, that pray in tongues regularly. How come we have not been able to bring the glory down? No synergy. No name, no gathering. Very few, if any, spirits of just men made perfect. That's the problem. I've discovered something about God, folks. He's a good God. And he has not asked us to do what we cannot do. And when something is not working, you want to find out why it's not working and correct it. Holy Spirit, we welcome you.
Lord, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit, we welcome you.
Move amongst us,
move amongst us with holy fire, as we lay aside all earthly desire.
Hands reach out,
and our hearts aspire. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Let the wind of your presence blow.
Let the wind of your presence blow.
Your children here might truly know
how to move.
In me, make it personal. In the light of this teaching,
in me today,
some new work,
new work of love and grace.
I pray unreservedly,
Bethlehem. Your way,
Holy Spirit,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Holy Spirit,
thank you, Lord.
Lord, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
I welcome you.
I welcome you.
Say, Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, I thank you for opening our eyes to what is going on in the realm of the Spirit as we pray in the Spirit. Oh God, help me as an individual to do my own fair share of praying in the Spirit with love, in the name, the character of the Lord Jesus Christ, so my prayers can be gathered together with the prayers of my other brethren and synergized through the spirits of just men made perfect to bring down the early and the former rain together, the former and the latter rain together, the power of the Spirit without measure in this hour, in this time of your glory, to bring relief to the nations of the earth, to counteract the influence of these wicked spirits that have been displaced in the heavenly places, that are causing distress to us, the nations of the earth, at this time, in Jesus' name. Neka shoko frede klama tolo moshe. Neka tolo moshala brikito fresk. Lo brikito fredinger toske fredesk. Mercy, Father, sala brikito loma tolo moshele brido fredesk. Lord Jesus, thank you. Rakatolo motolo butu frede fredesk. Lord Holy Ghost, thank you. Jele priki tu frenengarask. Thank you for your blood. Shalike tu fredik tu fredengarask. Thank you for your life. Rambrdolo mashele priki tu fredengarask. Thank you for your power. Neaka rikatolo mashai. Yikoto frede. Lombrede klamatolo matu frede. In our souls, le priki tu fredengarask. In our bodies, selbriki tu freding tushke frenesk. In our circumstances, ranando lo moshele briki tu frenengaras. In our regional heavenlies, liprtolo shefre tu freding tushke. In Jesus' name. Somebody, one of the brethren, asked me this question, and I want to answer it now. As I was praying, now the Holy Ghost just reminded me. He said, "Pastor, you always say regional heavenlies. Regional heavenlies. What do you mean by regional heavenlies?" You see, the heavenlies, there's this atmosphere above us, which is the physical heavens. Then there is a second heaven, that's where the principalities and powers are, that we are displacing them now, and we are now putting the power of God in those second heavens. Then there's the third heavens where God reigns. When you say regional heavenlies, there is a heavenly over Nigeria that's regional to Nigeria. Olubi Johnson, there is a heavenly regional to Olubi Johnson which deals with my sphere of influence that will cover my wife, my children, my grandchildren, you know, and the people that connect with me. It will cover scripture pasture because you're connected to me in the spirit. Everybody has a regional heaven because of the region in which you're operating and also the nation in which you are living and operating in. So for you to have victory, you have to displace and overcome the wicked spirits in those regional heavenlies. That was why Daniel had to pray to overcome the prince of Persia. It was regional. Are you listening to me? And then, you know what Gabriel told him? Gabriel said, I was trying to come. He said, the prince of Persia will shoot me. So I went to get Michael. We got a breakthrough here. And he said, and when I finish with you, I'm going to the prince of Greece. That was the next empire that came up. What's it? It's regional. You know, I told you we've entered advanced level. Stop playing games, oh. The number of people I've had to go and greet recently, one death or the other. I was telling my wife yesterday, I said, the battle is hotting up. Walk in love, oh. In your heart, very easy. If somebody does something to you, forgive them instantly. Remit their sin by the blood of Jesus. Ask life for them. Pray for them in tongues. So you know you don't think. You're walking in love. And because of that, whatever you pray in the name of Jesus will work. Because being gathered together in my name is not just being Christians and coming to church together. It's being gathered together in his character. And you know, he has a new name. Jesus has a new name. You know what his new name is? You know his name was Jehovah and all of that before he came here. Then when he came here, he was given Jehoshua, which is Jesus' salvation. But he now has a new name. You know what it is? I'll tell you what it is. He is now high priest. That's new. It became new after his resurrection. He didn't have that before the resurrection. It was after the resurrection. They said, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. And scepter of thy kingdom, scepter of thy righteousness. You know what his new name is? He's high priest after the order of Melchizedek. Merciful and faithful, ever living to make intercession. So when you now have the new name, you too now begin to make intercession for the saints. So when people irritate you, pray for them. Every irritation is an opportunity for intercession. I'm going to repeat it. Every irritation is an opportunity for intercession. Can you imagine what will happen to you if this one does this, you forgive them. This one does it, you forgive them. You pray in tongues for this one. You know what's going to happen? You start praying without ceasing. Which is exactly what God wants you to do. Then our prayers will be synergized and we will bring down the glory.
Mommy, come up. Every time you are stepping up, you are stepping to a higher degree of glory.
Let me just give you one thing to go home with that's been blessing me. I saw it on someone's DP. It says, repeated mistakes is not a mistake, it's a decision. Repeated mistakes. It's not a mistake. It's a decision. And today, when I was praying, honey, you heard God do. Because I'm sure some of the people who were here, you know what we're praying about today. Then when I was praying today, God said something to me. He said, right doing. Repeated right doing is also not right doing. It's choices. The choices we make to will and to do of God's good pleasure is what keeps us that straight and narrow path. John the Baptist, the Bible says, before him, of all men and women born, there was none as great.
No prophet as great.
As John the Baptist.
Amazing.
But John the Baptist, he missed it. And he said that I might decrease, but he might increase. But he slipped, but he did do wrong. God will have mercy and help us in Jesus' name.
We're living in perilous times, but be encouraged. Turn to your neighbor and say, God's mercy and grace will see you through. All you need to do is what Mommy Sarah has just said. Remain honest and humble. That's how grace comes and mercy. It's very simple. Just remain honest. As a matter of choice, if you slip up, quickly go to God. Says a just man and doeth it not. And then the scripture says, you know, a just man falls 7 times, but he rises again. What makes him rise? Mercy and grace.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. We believe these words have empowered you to live a victorious, transcendent life in Christ. Our mission is to equip God's people for service and build up the body of Christ until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. We encourage you to enjoy and share from thousands of resources, including books, sermons, prophecies, and articles available on our website, sbcconline.org. Thank you, and God bless you.